Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. After pro-Trump extremists stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, many are examining how law enforcement treated them compared to the protesters this summer who took to the streets after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Yesterday, I talked with Professor of Law at the University of Dayton, Thaddeus Hoffmeister, about what happened. Hello, Professor.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Tell me what you saw as you watched that insurrection yesterday.
What really struck me was just the contrast that you saw between what would happen during the summer and what you saw yesterday. Here, we saw, first of all, what surprised me was the lack of preparation that the Capitol Police and those responsible for securing the Capitol took. They seemed to be, they lacked the proper strength personnel-wise. And in addition to the underpreparedness, what I saw was a different interaction. It seemed that they were much more comfortable with the insurrectionists who were actually took over the Capitol than you saw in the summertime, where it was more defiant, it was more confrontational. And so, you know, that really struck me. And I don't know if maybe they were learning lessons from what happened in the summer, or it was just because they looked at these folks differently than the folks that were who were protesting in the summertime.
So what, as you watched that, what did that make you think about in terms of how the protests were put together and what you saw?
Well, it made me think that you can de-escalate, and that the first that the police don't have to be offensive and try to ramp things up, and that you can resolve issues without using an overwhelming amount of force. But it also made me think that unfortunately, sometimes our police-civilian relations are based on too much on personal experiences and biases, and that maybe we should work on getting people more comfortable with folks who are different from them, and then try to ensure that folks are treated similarly, regardless of their background, as opposed to whether you agree with their political view or you agree with what they are arguing or protesting for.
Now, it seems there were several dozen arrests yesterday, but thousands, at least 1,000, some said, that were part of these protests, maybe more. How do those numbers compare to you? Were you surprised there were not more arrests?
I definitely was. And again, it just shows this dichotomy where it seems that they seemed more comfortable with people because of their political viewpoint that, oh, this is much more First Amendment and this is not criminal behavior, when it was obvious to anybody, any neutral person, that you cannot break, you cannot assault law enforcement, you can't riot, you can't destroy property. And that's exactly what was happening in the Capitol. So I am somewhat taken back why there have not been as many arrests, especially since so much was recorded. And I mean, this day and age we live in, you can easily identify the perpetrators. And so I'm hoping more comes from this. I know even here in Ohio, we've had both the U.S. attorneys state that they, if they can identify people and they form the intent to commit a crime prior to leaving Ohio, that they're going to try to prosecute them. And I hope that is true, and I hope they do follow through with that.
If they do prosecute, what do you think the charges will be, and what can they be held accountable for, especially if all they have is the video?
Well, I think the police or law enforcement has many ways to get people to cooperate with them and to get people to incriminate themselves. And in this day and age, like I mentioned, a lot of folks go on social media and actually tell people what they're going to do. So if you actually describe what kind of criminal activity you're going to do, or someone informs law enforcement that you're going to do this, that would be helpful in the prosecution. Again, I think you could charge them with destruction of property. I think some folks were found with weapons. They've assaulted a number of law enforcement officers, and arguably this was a full-scale, at one point, riot. So I think all of those type of charges they could say.
What do you anticipate may happen in the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, this is a very fluid situation. I'm seeing news reports now, media reports about a request to invoke Article the 25th Amendment. They've been talks of impeachment. I don't know. I mean, impeachment is not uncharted territory. We tried that. This country tried this earlier, and then this Trump administration. But the 25th Amendment, you know, we've never done that before. We've never invoked that amendment. So I don't know if there's a will to do that. There's only less than 2 weeks left of this administration. I think some people are concerned of what would happen next. You know, the president has basically complete pardonability for those who have committed federal crimes. Who knows where that goes? Who knows what other steps or actions could be taken, and whether or not he's been, has he learned from this? I'm not sure.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, Marianne.
I've been talking with the professor of law at the University of Dayton, Thaddeus Hoffmeister. He's also the mayor of Wyoming, Ohio.